Welcome to Everything Entrepreneurship Podcast, where we share stories and insights from successful entrepreneurs who have turned their dreams into reality. I'm your host, Given Mokotedi, and in each episode, we'll be exploring the journeys of entrepreneurs who have taken risks, faced challenges, and achieved great success. Whether you are an inspiring entrepreneur, a small business owner, or just interested in learning more about the world of entrepreneurship, join us as we explore the challenges and triumphs of entrepreneurship and provide practical advice to help you succeed. One of the things that makes me to, you know, love this subject, branding, is because branding is a process of establishing a distinctive image or reputation for oneself. And I believe that a lot of entrepreneurs, you know, they really need to understand how one can brand themselves. Personal branding, I love it because it helps individuals to build a strong online presence, which is increasingly important in today's digital age. I like it because, you know, it's not just for entrepreneurs or freelancers. It can also be beneficial for anyone who's looking to advance their career or build their reputation in their industry. I like it also because it requires consistency. It requires persistency. It takes time to establish a reputation and gain recognition. That's why the subject of branding is very important. A strong personal brand can help individuals, entrepreneurs, to stand out in a crowded job market, especially in these days whereby, you know, everybody's looking for one thing, one client, one customer. So this may even lead to new opportunities, higher salaries if you're employed. Branding is not just about self-promotion or vanity. It is actually about creating a clear and compelling message that can resonate with others. So today, we are excited to have Ntate Sibusi Somfeka to join us today. He's a seasoned brand coach with over 2 decades of experience in the industry. He has worked with a variety of clients and organizations to help them achieve their goals and improve their performance. Sibusi Somfeka is known for their expertise in branding and leadership, and he has a proven track record of success in helping individuals and teams to achieve their full potential. So in this episode, we'll be discussing branding and leadership with Sibusi Somfeka, and then he'll be sharing his insights and strategies for achieving success in this area. So without further ado, Ntate Mfeka, welcome to the show.
I am truly honored. You and I, we go way back. So it's always an amazing thing for us to connect now and then. I'm excited to be here. Thank you very much for having me.
The pleasure is mine, sir. We should have this kind of discussions more regularly, you know, given the need, you know, that individuals, entrepreneurs, and businesses have in this, you know, industry of branding.
It's true. Yes, it's true. Because one of the things that we need to understand is that entrepreneurs thrive on making deals and getting doors open and negotiating one business or another. But if they don't spend time building the brand, they may find themselves knocking at doors that don't open. And those doors, they don't necessarily open because they don't want to do business with you. It's for possibly for one reason. You are not known to them. Mm. And when you are known, people somehow, they have some kind of credibility, you know, that they can work with. There is credibility that they can work with when you are known. Yeah, branding is important for entrepreneurs. That's true.
Yeah, you cannot be a loner. You cannot come from nowhere. They got to be a form of reference. Yeah. They got to be somebody who knows somebody who knows you. That's why I mentioned earlier that track record is very key. Talking about that, Ntate Mfeka, I want us to zero in hanyani fela to the brand. And given now, you are the brand and you are also empowering brands. So before we focus on exactly what you are doing, the processes that you are using to empower other brands, I want to have a little bit of understanding and the listeners, particularly about the brand Sibusiso Mfeka Global. What is that brand? What can you say? Who is Sibusiso Mfeka and what is Sibusiso Mfeka Global?
Sibusiso Mfeka is the founder of the company called Sibusiso Mfeka Global, which actually made a transition from a company called Bua Concepts. So as the company was growing and making waves and breaking grounds, I then realized that, you know what, this brand has to go global. This brand has to have some kind of global footprint. Moreover, this brand needs to focus on the brands that are focused on the global landscape, you know? So we then decided to say, you know what, you know, let the name change. So we changed the name and we merged everything that we were doing on Spua Concepts. We brought it into Sibusiso Mfeka Global, obviously, even with a wider scope now, you know. So Sibusiso Mfeka is a branding coach, is a speaker, is a publisher. Also then there are many other things that I do. Helping with community development issues, helping with organizational development issues, helping with personal development issues. That's where issues of life coaching come in, relationship coaching come in, and all those kind of things. But at the core of what I do, I am a branding coach. I'm passionate about seeing people and organizations rise to brand excellence, you know? That's what I'm passionate about. So in order for me to be able to achieve that, then I had to establish an organization that will help me to do that. Because in this day and age, it's not easy for businesses and organizations to want to interface with you as an individual. Where business is concerned, they want to speak to another business, you know? So I thought, you know what? Might as well make sure that this company exists and it does what Sibusiso Mfeka would do in his personal capacity, but obviously bringing so many other people on board who can work with me as consultants, specialists, and experts in their area so that we grow brands out there. So yeah, that's who Sibusiso Mfeka is, and that's what Sibusiso Mfeka Global is all about.
Before we go further, what is the tagline, the motto for the organization? The tagline, is it local brands, global tomorrow something? What is that again?
It's local ideas today, global brands tomorrow, you know? Because okay. I have a belief that every brand begins as an idea and every brand begins locally. And every brand begins today, you know, but you then need to transfer ideas, you then need to transfer the local landscape, you then need to transfer what is happening today to tomorrow, to being brands, you know, so that at the end of the day, it doesn't just end as an idea, but it becomes something that is tangible, something that people can enjoy as a product, but something that also will transform and change the lives of other people, something that will contribute positively to the lives of other people, something that will empower other people, you know? Obviously, that empowerment goes across from being personal empowerment to all the way to economic empowerment in terms of making sure what your idea becomes an enterprise that translates to money, you know? So local ideas today, global brands tomorrow. That is our tagline. That is our statement that we move with.
Local ideas today, global brands tomorrow. That's very powerful. From what I'm hearing from you, you know, your table seem to be full of, you know, the areas that you are tackling, you know, that you are helping organizations, that you are helping individuals. And it seems like This has been something that has been done for years. How long have you been in this industry? I know that I've said over two decades, but exactly how long and how did it start? I believe that it started somewhere. There got to be a starting point somehow.
Yeah, it actually started when I was 19, you know, when I began to realize that in the townships, especially during January, in the townships, young people do not have anybody who helps them to understand their purpose and look into their identity, especially as they prepare for the new year, you know. So we started by doing conferences almost once a year, every year in January, just to speak to young people for about a weekend or a week at some point, you know. And we did this without funding, you know. We just go and approach churches and ask for venue, and they were kind enough to give us venues, and we'll gather young people and start talking to them. But after I finished university, I then realized to say, you know what, it cannot be a once a year kind of thing. It has to be something that happens continuously. Then we constituted a nonprofit organization, which we called to Impact Foundation, you know, that we have a calling to impact young people. And this foundation exists to make sure that happens, you know. So we then began to organize events throughout the year. It will be conferences beginning of the year. And also in June, we would have camps where we take young people to camps. We organized youth clubs. We put together business workshops and seminars where almost every month we'd have a seminar or a workshop where we're training and developing people on issues of business. And we're doing this without even charging people, you know. We're just saying, people, come and learn, come and be empowered, you know, come, let's have your life change and all. Then over the years, I then realized to say, you know what, so you have amassed so much experience now, you have amassed so much knowledge in this area, why don't you now institute some kind of a company, you know, put together a company where you can now be able to monetize on these things so that you can speak even to people who would want to do business with you. You are no longer just speaking to local communities, but you can now also speak to companies as well. You can speak to government, you can speak to NGOs that really want to see themselves progress and all that. So if I were to say it, it's something that has been happening since I was 19. I've been interested in brand excellence since I was 19, just to see how people sell themselves, just to see how organizations and companies sell themselves, bring themselves out there, market themselves, making sure that people know about who they are. And I have grown since then. So yeah, we can say since I was 19, been doing what I'm doing.
No, that's really great, sir. That's really great to see the transitioning from making significance in the community setup to making significance in the corporate setup, from community to corporate significance. I mean, that's great. That's very great because I've seen that there are a lot of people who are, and I think there's a gap as well, who are making a difference in the community setup. And then for some reason, they don't know how to monetize their gift or their talent or their services. So now, talking about services, what are your main products and services as Sibusiso Mfeka Global?
Yeah, we've got three core services that we offer. Obviously, within each service, there's a whole lot of things that happens within each. But there are three core, which makes it easier for us to even articulate them when we're talking to clients. We do brand coaching, we do brand education, and brand communication. Yes, yes. Those are the three things that we do. With brand coaching, that's where we get to have your one-on-ones with people who are building brands or people who are interested in having their brands go to the next level, but they just don't know how. So we have a sitting, we sit with them one-on-one, either through personal branding, or we do SME branding as the CEO of a particular brand. Or we also do group coaching, you know, group coaching where we come into your company and we say, we work with your employees so that they can understand your brand and how you want your brand to be sold, you know, and the role that they can play in making sure that your brand is sold, you know. So that is that. Then we've got brand education. With brand education, it's purely about workshops and seminars that we do online and also contact and all that. There we educate people. We could be doing it for the public, or we could be doing it for organizations that wants to have us to come and do public speaking, to come and do give inspirational talks on how to build a better brand. So many other things that we do within the space of brand education. We also use social media to communicate educational products, you know, products that we have, but also products that we find online, things that we feel can be beneficial to brands, you know. For example, if we go on Facebook and we come across a video that is so impactful to us, and we feel we can share this video with the people that we reach and all that, you know, we share the video. Obviously, we acknowledge who the video belongs to, because it's not our video, you know, but we believe that it can, it also becomes a resource for even our clients, our target market, to be able to consume. Then there's brand communication. Brand communication, that's where then we get to sit with you after having educated you, after having coached you, to say, how now should we take you out there? You know, what kind of tools should we bring into place to take your brand out there? Do you prefer for us to use social media? If that's the case, why must we use social media when there are other platforms that are better at reaching your client? Can be used, you know. So we look at every aspect of brand communication. We look at advertising, for example. You know, if we do advertising, who are we advertising to? You know, we don't just say, no, let's advertise and then people will come in. We need to do full research in terms of who is your client, you know, who is your customer, and where is your customer based, you know, age groups, all those kind of things. And we bring them on board to say, let us work with your brand and take you out there. So brand communication plays that kind of a role that says, we are here to take your brand out there. And that also includes things like your publishing as well. It's part of that, because somebody can say, I want to communicate my brand, but I want to use publishing, you know, and publishing can be helping you write articles, helping making sure that we write a book about your life. And it all depends what is it that needs to be brought into place for us to be able to communicate your brand correctly and significantly. Yes.
Mm. Wow. Oh, that's great, sir. The day before yesterday, I was having a conversation with a colleague, friend of mine, a business partner. And then one of the needs that he said he had in his business is that, or rather in his brand, is that he needs to come to a place whereby he's more confident in communicating message to people, one-on-one communication. He needs to be confident in communicating with a group of people whereby he can be confident, stand and make a presentation that is sound, clear and purposeful. And then I said to him that, no, I've got a friend of mine, Sibusiso Somfeka Global. I know that we've done the Dream Makers Leadership, you know, seminars in the past. You know, I think we had two, three of them. So I believe that those seminars are very key and very important in terms of, you know, skills transfer. And I also had a friend of mine in construction business who said, man, when are you going to have those leadership seminars? Because I'm the product of your seminar. You know, and this guy is doing well in construction. So going back to a colleague of mine, he said that I need, you know, somebody to help me, you know, in communication department, so that I think voiceover, you know, so that I can polish my communication skills. And I had you talking about brand communication. Briefly, how can you help that person?
Yeah, we fortunately do have an array of experts within the organization who are able to offer certain skills and transfer certain skills to people. For example, you mentioned the issue of voiceover training. You know, we do have an expert in that area who's who makes sure that the videos that we do, they've got a voice that narrates what that video is all about, or narrates the story of that particular brand and all that. So she also does voiceover trainings where she coaches people in terms of voiceovers, you know. But over and above that, public speaking is very much a key part of brand communication within Sibusiso-Somfela Global. And because of the fact that we also coach people who want to build their brands, we also incorporate public speaking within coaching itself to say, we can coach you in as far as how you want to be a good communicator, you know? So yes, as a company, we are capable of doing that. We are capable of assisting people who want to build their public persona in terms of being good speakers, being good presenters. Yeah, we are capable of doing that. We have that aspect as well.
That's great. That's great. Definitely, I will channel that particular individual to Sibusiso-Somfela Global so that they can also be part of this empowerment. Tell me, Ntate Mfeka, given the scope of the work that you are doing, many facets that you are tackling within organizations and individuals, I'd like to believe that we are living in the digital space, we are living in the forever changing markets. How do you stay updated with market trends? How do you strategically adjust your brand to be able to be relevant to today's age and needs?
Yeah, it takes being intentional. You know, it takes being intentional. It takes understanding what is it that you want to achieve as someone who himself, you are not only building brands of others, but you are also building your brand. You know, because as Sibusiso-Somfela is building other brands, we are also building Sibusiso-Somfela as a brand. So it takes being intentional. Now, to stay abreast of the trends, it means you have to be consistently on the internet. You know, obviously you need to set aside time for that because you can't be on the internet the whole day. You won't do anything, but you need to set aside time in a day where you say, in a day, I'm going to read an article or two. I'm going to find new things that are being produced. You know, when you are on social media, for example, the kind of groups that you join on social media should be the kind of groups that speaks to the brand that you are building. You know, you need to be part of associations and organizations and groups and forums where the kind of work that you are doing or the kind of business that you are building, they speak the same language. You know, you need to be attending. You know, I'm always on the lookout for conferences, and it's amazing that there are so many even free conferences, you know, because a lot of people will say, hey man, I don't have money to be attending conferences. Believe me, there are so many free conferences. I mean, as we speak right now, from yesterday until today, there is a conference that happens every year called Global Market Day. You know, it's a 24-hour conference. It's happening as we speak. Before I came online, I was watching that. And after I'm done with this recording, I'm going back to watch that again until it gets finished. You know, and the beautiful thing is that you can just be listening in audio and be working on other things because they're in studio, they're interviewing people and all that, you know. So I keep myself abreast of the trends by getting in touch with people who are doing the things that needs to be done. If I see an organization doing something amazing and all that, I try by all means to get in touch with that organization so that I can speak to the people who are within the marketing department so that I can understand the mindset behind what they're doing. If I see somebody, maybe who is a speaker, even if they're giving a 5-minute clip, but they mention something that is of interest, I immediately make that thing a point of research for me. I go and research it further. I go and find out what many other people are saying about it. For example, I came across a video by Vusi Thembekwayo when he was talking about the issue of rebranding and how Gap had made a mess when they tried to rebrand themselves by changing a logo that the market did not receive. I immediately, after listening to that clip, I think it was a 2 minute clip, but after listening to that clip, I immediately went to check out on the internet what is being said. And I found so many articles. I found so many other videos where there were discussions about the decision that Gap had taken to rebrand itself. And just by doing that, I even got more than what I got when Vusi Tembekwayo was doing that kind of a presentation. And he was just mentioning it in passing so that he can make a particular statement. But for me, it became a point of research. So I keep myself abreast with being interested in learning itself, you know, going into journal articles. I mean, academic scientific articles. I read a lot of articles a week, you know, just so that I can get myself abreast with what is happening in the markets, the changes that are there, the trends that are there, the new things that are being introduced, the language itself, because the language keeps changing, you know, so you need to be abreast also with the language that is being spoken and all that. Yes, thank you.
Oh, that's great. Absorption of knowledge is very key. I like it when you are saying that. When you are saying that, because I remember that I think early this week we've been sharing, talking about ChatGPT and how it's revolutionizing, you know, how writers, you know, podcasters, content creators can actually do business. So it's very key. So in fact, we've got about 3 minutes now, 3-4 minutes.
All right.
And then I like your motto, your tagline, building local brands, local ideas today for global brands tomorrow. What is your vision for brand South Africa? I know that South Africa, there are a whole lot of things that are happening politically, economically, socially. There are a whole lot of things. We can talk the whole day about South Africa, but the brand South Africa, what is your vision about the brand South Africa in the next 10, 20 years?
Yeah. My vision about brand South Africa is to see a South Africa that is thriving with opportunities. A South Africa where our children will grow and become proud to be part of. You know, a kind of a South Africa that does not limit opportunities only to a select few that are connected. But a kind of a South Africa that says we are all part of this story and let us all make this story work. You know, I have a vision of a South Africa that understands that it has the kind of resources that the world needs. And we don't have to sell ourselves short. We don't have to bring ourselves into the altar of expediency just because we want to be liked by the world. But we can stand our ground as a nation and begin to speak with a powerful voice to the entire world because we understand what we have. I mean, for example, if we have people that have now taken the world, like the people we have in the country, I mean, we have people like your Elon Musk, who was born in South Africa. What would stop us from building the kind of a nation that would make Elon Musk want to come back and stay in the country again? What is it that would stop us from building a kind of a nation that would want to make Elon Musk to say, you know what, I am taking the headquarters of Tesla back to my country, you know, because we are building a kind of a nation that that wants to see progress, that wants to see lives change, not just politicking about lives changing, but truly making sure that lives are changing, you know? I want to see a nation where we can deal with corruption head on, you know? Where corruption is not accepted, you know? I mean, I've seen videos of nations where corrupt officials are dealt harshly with. And unfortunately, in South Africa, because of our constitution that is so liberal, we are not able to deal with people harshly, you know. But I believe that we need the kind of a nation that will allow the people of the nation to thrive and become successful. And that is a possibility. There's nothing impossible there. That is a possibility.
I see the passion. I see the passion. So that shows that we still got a lot to talk about. Ntatem Feka, it's been a great pleasure to have you in this session. Until next time.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mokotedi.
That's all for today's episode of Everything Entrepreneurship Podcast. I hope you enjoyed and gained valuable insights into the world of entrepreneurship. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe to our podcast and leave us a review. Your feedback is important to us and helps us continue to provide valuable content to our listeners. Also, don't forget to check our website for more resources and information on entrepreneurship. Thank you for tuning in, and we look forward to sharing more stories and insights from successful entrepreneurs in future episodes.